This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2296, Carry the Weight by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. This is one of a few shows where we narrate articles for you. Search for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice and follow for free or subscribe to listen to lots of great content being narrated for you. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Carry the Weight by Tynan of Tynan.com. For most of my life, at least until my late 20s, I was a slacker. I did almost nothing to help around the house, choosing to procrastinate on things assigned to me until someone else just did it themselves because that was easier than goading me into doing it. Even in friendships, I would rely on my good friends to come up with plans or invite me somewhere, and then I'd join. The only reason I got into college was because my best friend at the time, Phil, pushed me into filling out an application. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. There were exceptions, of course, but in general, I was probably a burden. I was a good friend and family member in other ways, but in terms of carrying the weight of those relationships, I wasn't putting in my fair share. It's embarrassing to say that, but it's true. A couple years back, Todd wasn't as invested in SET as I was. We had started it as a side project, but it seemed like there was enough potential that it was worth going full time. I wanted to do so, but Todd's priorities were elsewhere, so he worked a lot less than me. If SET was going to continue, I would have to take full responsibility for it. I remember crystallizing the decision down very clearly. I could either decide that I would carry all of the weight for SET, or I could do what was fair, which would result in SET stalling. Put in that context, it wasn't that difficult of a choice. I decided that I would carry all of the weight no matter what. So for a while, I carried all of the weight for SET. I felt resentment from time to time, but overall, it was a surprisingly good experience. I liked the responsibility. I felt myself become stronger and more disciplined. I gave myself a chance to rise to a challenge, and I met it. I even felt good that I was working for Todd, carrying some weight for him when he couldn't or wouldn't. He's certainly done that for me any number of times during our friendship. Sometimes all it takes to change yourself is to try out a new mindset once. You see that it's better and you can't imagine going back. That's what happened with me in carrying weight. I decided that in all cases, I would carry whatever weight needed to be carried. As I've written about before, my friends and I bought an island. One friend, Elliot, and I came up with the idea, and then I did almost all of the legwork to make it actually happen. People asked me if I would get to make all the rules or own more of the island because of that, but I never thought of it that way. 10 of us put in our money, so it's all of ours. If I can put in some work to make it happen, then I'm happy to be able to do that for my friends. 4 of us went up and started clearing a path up to the top of the hill, which is backbreaking work. Literally, one guy had to rest his back for a whole day. People cautioned me that with such a large group, it would be hard to get everyone to put in equal effort to make it fair. I didn't see it like that at all, though. Getting to do hard work that benefits people I'm close to is a privilege. If I didn't have so many friends who are also eager to carry weight, I'd be happy to carry it all and do all of the work myself. Even on the small scale now, I try to do little chores whenever I can. If I'm staying at someone's place and their dishes are dirty, I'll wash them. If friends and I are going on a trip, I'll do whatever planning needs to be done. I don't say any of this to make myself seem like a saint, by the way. If anything, I realize that I'm late to the party, and I know that I'm still trailing behind most of my friends who have been carrying some of my share since I can remember. The small silver lining of only making this change recently is that I may have a lucid enough perspective on it to share. When you carry all of the weight, you make other people's lives better. You also make your own life better in both predictable and unpredictable ways. You develop strength and confidence, knowing that although you can work with others and accept their help, you can also manage a lot by yourself if you have to. You build discipline. You become the kind of person that gets invited to everything because no one has to worry about carrying weight for you. You feel a sense of pride knowing that you're providing for others. Be willing to carry all of the weight. When you see a situation where someone needs to step up and put in extra effort, be that person. Maybe you already are. But if you're like I used to be and you wait for someone else to take care of it, try caring more than you're used to. I bet you'll like it more than you think. You just listened to the post titled, Carry the Weight by Tynan of Tynan.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, it's Friday. I'll keep this ending short. Have a great start to your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.